صلى الواحد أمين. معجزة جميلة اللي عملها المسيح يسوع، مش صيد السمك، معجزة كانت صيد 4 من الصيادين عشان يبقوا تلاميذ له. تلت التلاميذ اللي كانوا بيتبعوا المسيح اختارهم في هذه الفرصة الجميلة اللي عملها المسيح يسوع. دروس كتيرة بناخدها دايما كل سنة من هذه المعجزة المشهورة، معجزة صيد السمك. والحقيقة أحبائي إن السمكة بالذات تعتبر رمز للمسيحية، لأن كلمة سمكة باليوناني واتخذ عنها القبطي معناها إكتوس. إكتوس هي الحروف الأولى لكلمة يسوع المسيح الإله المخلص، يسوس خريستوس يوس سوتير إكتوس، المسيح المسيح يسوع الإله أو الله المخلص. والسمكة لها علاقة كبيرة جدا بالمسيحية، لأنه حتى لما تروح كنائس مصر القديمة تلاقي كتير من الكنائس في مصر القديمة يرسموا السمكة على حجاب الهيكل من ضمن النقوش واللي يرسموها على الايكونوستاسس وفي جوانب الهيكل. السمكة أيضا كانت كلمة السر في عصور الاضطهاد. كانوا المسيحيين ممنوع انهم يتكلموا مع بعض باللغة القبطية، وممنوع انهم يتقابلوا مع بعض بأي صورة من الصور، فكان الواحد منهم يقعد على الأرض لما يشوف واحد وعايز يعرف إذا كان مسيحي ولا لا، كان يقعد على الأرض ويرسم سمكة، فإذا اللي قدامه رسم سمكة زيه يعرف أنه هو مسيحي، يبقى دي كلمة السر، يبتدوا يتكلموا مع بعض. المسيح يسوع كان يحب جدا يتكلم من على شاطئ البحر، ويحب المسيح يسوع انه يشبه الناس بالسمك، يشبه الناس بالسمك، لان السمكة طول ما هي في المية تبقى عايشة وحية ونشيطة، وأول ما تطلع من المية تتخنق وتموت بعد شوية صغيرين. زي بالضبط الإنسان المسيحي اللي عايش جوه الكنيسة وجوه حضن ربنا، بياخد من مية الروح القدس، يبقى عايش ونشيط وقوي، وأول ما يطلع بره ويخش في العالم ويبعد عن حضن المسيح يحس انه هيغرق، مش هيغرق، هيتخنق وهيموت، فيجري بسرعة للبحر مرة تانية، يقعد في المية مرة أخرى. Our Lord Jesus Christ loves the fish very much. Many of his teachings were given from the seashore. Also today we find that our Lord Jesus Christ chose 4 of his 12 disciples. One third of the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ were selected or chosen or invited through this miracle. The fish is a symbol to Christianity, because the word fish means ichthos, and ichthos in Greek and Coptic language means Jesus Christ, God the Savior. And our Lord Jesus Christ also describes his children with the fish, because the fish can live only in the water. Symbolizing the Christian who lives in the atmosphere or the circle of the care of our Lord, live in the circle of the church, live together. And as soon as the fish comes out of the water, it starts to die. And also the Christian, when he put himself in a strange atmosphere, he feels that he is starting to die spiritually. Also, there is a symbolizing meanings not only about these four disciples, but about the names of these four disciples. Peter is a symbol of the rock of faith, because Petra means faith, means rock. And on the rock of faith, our Lord Jesus Christ built his church. Andrew is a symbol of commitment and sincerity and seriousness. James is a symbol of striving and struggling. John is a symbol of the love of God. And on these four items, our Lord Jesus Christ built his church. He built his church on the practical faith, the faith which we express not only by tongue but also by actions, practical faith. Also, the church is built on the striving in love of God, or love of God which leads us to strive and struggle against the secularity of this world. Also, in this miracle we find another symbolizing point. It's the two boats. The two boats are symbols of the Jews and Gentiles. Because in the Old Testament, the people of God were only from the Jews. But in the new church, which our Lord Jesus Christ built on his body, is not only for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles, for the whole world. As if these two boats are symbolizing to the Jews and the Gentiles. So we can benefit of this miracle with many deep meditations, saying, "Our Lord, you love me when I have faith, But you love me when I have faith and serious in expressing my faith practically and striving in love to you against Satan and all his powers. Also, you love me when I try to keep myself in the circle of your care, in the atmosphere of your spirit, in the hands of your church. You love me, our Lord Jesus Christ, when I keep myself out of the atmosphere of the world which tries to kill me every day spiritually. Also, we find another thing, that when these disciples caught lots of fish, they put the fish into the boat, which means these saved souls must be in the church, in the boat, not outside. Because in the boat you can be fed with the holy sacraments of the church. As a mother, the church gives you every need. As a mother, the church takes care of you to give you the kindness of the Father, the forgiveness of your sins by the Father, the work of the Holy Spirit, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, the rebirth from above through water and spirit. So we find that the disciples put the fish in the boats لدرجة انه يقول, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. What a wonderful thing when the church is filled completely with her children. What a delighted thing and enjoyable one to find out that the church is filled or is full with the congregation, not only by quantity but also by quality. Not every fish. We want the fish which swim against the stream. A sign of the living fish, that the fish swims against the stream. But when the stream, when the waves of the sea carry the fish here and there, up and down, near and far, it means that the fish either is very weak or dead. But if you look at the sea and you find that the fish is swimming actively against the stream and against the waves in the sea, it's also a symbolizing thing about the active believer in the boat of the church. Other boats, another thing also, these four disciples were chosen later by the Lord to be, or these four fishermen were chosen by the Lord to be disciples and servants to his word. But they need the help of the others. And this is what happened in the church. These disciples appointed many other servants to help them. And this is what happened in this miracle. Look, So behold, they caught a great number of fish and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and to help them. This is what's happening in the church. Through the teachings of these disciples, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, and all the others, with their teachings, with the Holy Gospel that they read by the help of the Holy Spirit, and the epistles, and all the other books, we as servants are working with them in the flock of God, in the field of God. We are working with them to gather and gather more and more and put in the other boats until the boats are full of the believers or of the fish. احنا احبائي محتاجين ناخد بالنا من الحكاية دي. محتاجين ناخد بالنا من الحكاية دي. ان الكنيسة زي السفينة في وسط العالم. واذا انت عايز تهرب من الغرق في بحر العالم اركب السفينة وخليك جواه. وخليك جواه. Another point of meditation. The disciples were fishing all night in the darkness and they couldn't catch a single fish. It was the will of God. But it is also a lesson to us. When you fish all the night in the darkness and Jesus Christ is not in the boat, don't expect to catch any fish. Don't expect that your strive will be successful. It's very important that our Lord Jesus Christ stays in your boat, in your heart. If you want to be fruitful, take our Lord Jesus Christ with you. Feel that He is in your heart. Feel that He is with you. Feel that He is blessing you. Feel that He is willing to help you to have a successful work. And this is the hard word which Simon said to the Lord. He said, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. We have toiled all night and caught nothing. Why? Why? Because they were depending on their experience. They were depending on themselves. They were alone without our Lord Jesus Christ. But look what St. Peter said after that. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.